Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona to tell you about herself and what it is that she does.
Hello there, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshona.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I've been communicating with the angels and Archangel Raphael and Archangel Jeremiah, are going to assist me tonight in tonight's readings. I got my cards ready. They're all shuffled and the energy is in them. So I'm looking forward to
wonderful
the messages that I can give.
Yeah. Well, we have three callers so far, so I'll let you know
perfect
when their time is up.
All righty.
Okay. Well, our first caller is code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hey. Hi, it's Blair. How are you guys?
Hi, Blair.
Well, you
Blair
just said you were both good. Hi. Yeah, I'm good too. So,
yeah.
Okay, are you not doing healing today, just the angel card?
Yeah, no, there's healing that's included in this or whatever. I still do that part of it, but
okay,
I've included the angel communication and the card, right?
Okay.
So, you know, it's just another message that is given to you. You're going to pick the card, right, or you're going to pick the pile or whatever that I'm going to read from. And you're gonna get a card reading along with it. So
okay, yeah, because I'm actually just a big fan of the healing. So
yeah,
I don't necessarily need the angel cards.
Archangel Raphael and Archangel Jeremiah are going to be assisting tonight. So they're going to be the ones that are going to be releasing your emotions.
Okay,
so
that sounds good.
So, yeah. So
yeah.
Archangel Raphael is the master healer, and Archangel Jeremiah is the healer that helps heal old emotional wounds and forgiveness.
Okay, I call him forward.
Yeah.
I'll take him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Pile three.
Can I connect to Blair? Yes. Is my name Blair? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Blair? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Blair to infinity and beyond? Yes, my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? No. Okay, Archangel Jeremiah. Yes, dear one. I will assist now. Okay, Blair, what are your concerns?
Just no concerns. I'm actually having very good days. I'm just healed. Like any forgiveness that still needs to be, I've just been going deeper and deeper. We're just like releasing anything that I am still holding on to from the past, like forgive, just like specifically forgiveness stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Frustrated, mad, insecure, mad, hateful, distant, respected, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, respected, amused, eager, frightened, inferior, alienated, devastated, furious, infuriated, playful, hopeful, courageous, important. And it's stuck on important. Confident, courageous, loving, sensitive, opened, inspired, apathetic, indifference, hopeful, fulfilled, inquisitive, awe, amused, confident, courageous, loving, sensitive, opened, hopeful, fulfilled, amused, astonished, dismayed, worried, worthless, ridiculed, resentful, hostile, loving, fulfilled, liberated. How do you feel, Blair?
A little bit annoyed. Emotions are coming up because, a lot of the resentfulness and kind of concerned, worried, fearful stuff has been coming up the last couple days of, like, am I doing the right thing? Is this really, like, is this breaking the pattern or is this the same pattern of what I've been doing and things like along those lines. It's new territory, so I'm trying to taking it step by step, you know, trusting, but this, you know, sometimes the anger still comes up, resentment or like, you know, maybe not seeing results. I am seeing results, but not like specifically like what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's all a process or whatever. Okay, can we tap into Blair's fear? Hurt, mad, distant, ecstatic, awe, disillusioned, terrified, inadequate, insignificant, ridiculed, furious. Resent or respected, inquisitive, energetic, perplexed, shocked, worried, worthless, ridiculed, jealous, resentful, withdrawn, hopeful, loving, respected, liberated, astonished, shocked, overwhelmed, worthless, ridiculed, jealous, infuriated, sensitive, are you a healer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the sensitive is coming in, and it's strong. It's stuck on it, right? So you pay attention to your skill, because your skill may come in more refined. You know what I mean? Like you may notice a difference in the strength of your skill.
Yeah, it's becoming more powerful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
let's put it this way. I've been allowing myself to be more powerful. It's not like anything new. I'm just finally like unleashing it. The beast.
Yeah, for sure, right? I know that feeling. When I go at something or whatever, I go at it like feet first or whatever, you know, like you say, the beast.
Uh-huh.
Just in the intention that I have in me to clear this person that I'm working on or this animal, right?
Yeah. Well, clear it, baby. So, take that fear out, all of it, today, right now.
Yeah, for sure. You betcha.
No pressure.
And it's still pulling or whatever, the emotions out or whatever, even though we're talking. It's mm-hmm. It's good because it's lifting it off of you as we're speaking. I can hear the difference in the tone of your voice, right? How do you feel now?
I'm feeling better. You know, it's interesting because what keeps coming to mind while you're speaking is that idea of like which dog or I think it's considered the dog. What dog do you feed? The good dog, the bad dog. So it's like the good thoughts of like, this is changing. This is working. Like you just keep affirming like, yes, this is happening. Yes, blah, blah, blah. Or is it like, no, like you motherfucker, like this, whatever, you know, like the anger. Am I going to let that take me down? And, you know, it's always a question of like, okay, am I suppressing it back down? Because that's what was coming up when you were first talking. Am I suppressing it back down or am I no longer feeding it and it's clearing? And so that's sort of what I'm playing with a little bit.
I think it's clearing. Because, like I said, I can feel the difference in your energy now versus 5 minutes ago, right?
Okay, good.
You were annoyed. You shocked me when you said you were annoyed, right?
Because it was coming up. Yeah, it was coming up again. And I was like, oh, this again? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's all good or whatever. So, anyhow, but, okay, is there anything else in Blair that can be released to bring this anger, this annoyance out, this indifference?
It's like such anger at people. That's what it is. Like, I just get, like, so mad at people because they're, like, not doing what I want.
I know exactly how you feel. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I don't get angry anymore. And I most definitely don't shove it in. Now, that is the key to all of this. Is don't shove it in ever. Imagine
the balloon over your head,
right? The balloon over your head, over your crown chakra. Every time you have an angry thought or an angry feeling, send it up into the balloon by, I say, God, please take my world, right? I shove it into the balloon, and 5 minutes later, I can think to myself, what was I just thinking? I will not remember what the thought was.
Okay.
Right? So it's all a process in getting that negative energy to flow through you and out. Right now, at nighttime, when you sleep, the balloon is cleared off and a fresh one is put there. Right? So you always wake up in the morning with a fresh mind and you're not dwelling on negative thoughts that you had the day before. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely less and less. Like, it definitely, like, I'm able, like, I used to sit in sad moods for a while. Like, that used to be my normal state, and I don't have it anymore. And actually, like, yesterday for half the day, because, like, I'm very sensitive to that astrology. So, like, for half the day yesterday, something astrological sort of, I think, was affecting me. And then for half the day today, and I was like, what's going on? I was like, I don't get sad anymore. Why am I so sad? And I couldn't shake it, but, like, that was showing me, like, hey, Blair, look it. Like, this used to be sort of your normal. I mean, I hate to say that. I definitely would have happy moments, but that would be my default. Like, when I was bored or lonely, I would go to the sad. And I don't do that anymore. I keep, like, so it's definitely much better than it has.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with the anger, but I just had it the other day that I guess right before I had the sadness that the anger came up and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I haven't seen this for, I think, a couple of weeks or maybe a month or something. I haven't felt angry at people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, just keep going.
I've got you're on my messenger. I'll be in touch with you most definitely.
Yeah. Cool.
And we'll keep this going or whatever, you know.
All right. Yeah, so, keep breathing through it. There's also, like, I don't know if you're familiar on Blog Talk, there's a guy, Michael Rice, who does, like, forgiveness work, and I've been doing a lot of that stuff, too. It's, like, Aramaic forgiveness, and I've been finding help with that, too. It's very, it's sort of different, but also similar concepts that I think we all study, but it adds another dimension to it. So I do some of that stuff, too. That's been helping.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, my dear, I used to be just like you, and it's taken me 5 years, but I've learned the shortcuts to get you there a lot quicker, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
But you're already on your way, right? So, yeah, if we do a little bit more work on you or whatever, you might see it all leave, and you might see a shift in how you are now, right? Just a change of perception. That's all it
is.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm, like, literally, like, almost there. Like I said, like, the anger, resentment has not popped up for a while. That's why it was, like, so alarming when it came. I was like, oh, interesting. Like, I haven't felt this in quite a while, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, like I said, you're already on your way.
Yeah.
So, and I just recently came full circle in how I feel, to where even the dark feeling, the little bit of a pit that I had inside of me or whatever, right, is gone. It's literally gone. So
that's fantastic.
Coming full circle, and it's like I had an inch to go where it just, it wasn't full circle. my energy was not full circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's what this guy talks about, too. He talks about how, like, you're not going to feel that anymore. Like, the same thing about the anger. Like, you're not going to feel that anger anymore. So,
yeah.
You know,
Dr. Bradley Nelson, the founder of the Healer's Library and the Emotion Code Therapy, even says that every healer, there's a certain percentage of yourself that you cannot heal. So he encourages you to get other healers involved in your process. Or whatever, you know, like different modalities or whatever. You know, like
mm-hmm.
me as a healer, I work on myself and then all of a sudden I find somebody to do something on me that I can't do or whatever and I feel a shift. And then as soon as they're done their session, then I go back and I do another session on myself to clear myself to another level, right? So it's all a process, but I'll tell you, it is eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through it and you no longer feel that anger in you anymore, it's gone, right?
Well, there's a timer. I'm looking forward to that.
Now. Yeah. Alrighty, I'll be in touch, Blair.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Is my name Blair? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Blair? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
All right. Have a good evening. Thank you very much.
You
I appreciate
too.
It.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, my dear.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 307. Hi, who's this? Area code 307?
I can hear a TV.
I can too. Area code 307. Okay, I'm going to put them back on hold. And we will go to area code 541.
Hi.
Hi there, Kat.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, but it's been difficult. I got off the heavy cycle pain, and then I have had leg pain and things going on, and then my dad is having to go to the hospital in Seattle next week for something, and he's telling me things like that, and I'm still trying to find work, so the stress doesn't end.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to check your density.
Okay.
Okay. Can I connect to Kat? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Kat? Yes. Am I Kat to infinity and beyond? Yes. Am I Shoshona? No. Okay. Can we tap into Kat's density? Actually, Archangel Raphael, are you going to take over this session? No, Archangel Jeremiah. Yes, okay. Archangel Jeremiah, is there anything wrong with Kat's density? Yes. Can you correct Kat's density? Yes. Hurt. Mad. Inquisitive, fulfilled, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, provocative, important, liberated, astonished, shocked, worried, inadequate, devastated, violated, infuriated, apathetic, indifference, sensitive, courageous, important, liberated, perplexed, shocked, worried, insignificant, ridiculed, resentful, and it's stuck there. violated, jealous, enraged, furious, infuriated, hopeful, loving, courageous, confident, amused, eager, perplexed, shocked, worried, worthless, disrespected, devastated, violated, hostile, isolated, indifference, isolated, apathetic, indifference, playful, hopeful, courageous, confident, amused, energetic, perplexed, shocked, worried, worthless, ridiculed, violated, resentful, furious, hostile. Are these cat's emotions? Yes. Hopeful, fulfilled, amused, awe, dismayed, terrified, inadequate, embarrassed, resentful, enraged, infuriated, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, playful, loving, fulfilled, amused, awe, dismayed, frightened, inadequate, insignificant, ridiculed, jealous, furious, hostile, empty, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, inspired, sensitive, courageous, inquisitive, energetic, perplexed, shocked, worried, worthless, ridiculed, jealous, hostile, victimized, vulnerable, victimized, vulnerable, victimized, vulnerable, inferior, apathetic, hopeful, fulfilled, amused, awe, dismayed, frightened, worried, insignificant, disrespected, devastated, resentful, enraged, irritated, hesitant, victimized, vulnerable, empty, isolated, indifferent, inspired, hopeful, fulfilled, amused, perplexed, terrified, worried, insignificant, ridiculed, violated, infuriated, inferior, empty, abandoned, apathetic, indifference, playful, open, hopeful, fulfilled, liberated, perplexed, frightened, inferior, alienated, jealous, enraged, infuriated, revulsion, ashamed, Ignored, ashamed, victimized, ignored, powerless, inferior, apathetic, playful, fulfilled, ecstatic, perplexed, shocked, worried, alienated, resentful, hostile, indifferent, indifference, inspired, hopeful, respected, ecstatic, awe, dismayed, frightening, inadequate, worthless, alienated, devastated, violated, hostile, ashamed, powerless, and it's stuck on powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Vulnerable, isolated, indifferent, hopeful, courageous, important, liberated, astonished, shocked, worried, worthless, ridiculed, resentful, enraged, hostile. Isolated, indifferent, sensitive, courageous, important, liberated, dismayed, overwhelmed, inadequate, alienated, insecure, enraged, irritated, open, loving, fulfilled, liberated. Okay, and tap density high. No, is it medium? No, is it low? How do you feel, Kat?
Better.
Yeah, that was a lot, actually.
Yeah, it seems, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Hopefully
Thank
that
you.
Helps you in getting what you need for work. Right?
Yeah.
By releasing all that energy, hopefully some good things come along now.
Yeah,
I just recently hit upon something new.
Yeah.
It's St. Jude.
Uh-huh.
St. Jude. Pray to St. Jude. Now, I'll send you a 3-minute prayer that you can listen to every day for 9 days. I've been doing it for 3 days now, and today I received $100.
Wow.
And I put out there to have 3 callers, and there's 3 callers on the show. So,
oh, wow. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. So,
definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah. St. Jude is the one that you want to pray to. And that St. Jude is the patron of work and hopeless cases.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
so if you're in despair at all, right? If you're in despair at all, he's the one that you want to pray to.
Okay, yeah, I haven't done that because I didn't. I feel like there's so many things in my health and so many things in my life and so many things that keep happening. I go back and forth between being hopeful and being like, it feels like an ending, you know.
Yeah. St. Jude, you want to incorporate that 3-minute prayer in your day, every day. It's a 3 minutes out of your day, and I listen to it. And I read it as I'm going through or whatever, right? But I listen to it because I'm one, I like to hear things, right? Like even books on tape. I prefer a book on tape than rather reading a book. You know, it sticks better or whatever, you know? So.
Yeah.
And, okay.
I haven't tried him. Yeah.
Is there anything else that Archangel Jeremiah would like to say? No, is Archangel Jeremiah's healing of Kat, is it complete? Yes. Is there any other emotions that need to be released? No. Okay, is Kat's density high, medium, low? Yes. Okay. Okay, now we're going to read a card. So I'm going to shuffle the deck. I want you to think of the question that you want answered.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give it a shuffle.
Okay.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Okay, pick a deck, 1, 2, or 3?
3.
Okay. Okay. Okay, it's the four of action. Okay, what an incredible achievement. This is a time of prosperity and contentment. Your hard work has paid off, and now you can take some time to enjoy it. Abundance and a feeling of safety and security are yours. There is no cause for concern about anything right now. In fact, perhaps it's time for a celebration. This card often heralds events such as engagements, weddings, and other long-term commitments between couples. You've earned a well-deserved break. Do something for yourself and those you love. Allow yourself to get caught up in a moment and enjoy all that heaven has blessed you with. Additional meanings for this card are putting down roots, satisfaction, not a care in the world, harvest, peace, a family life, a happy family life, a very special day, and a new home. So that's a good card to have, Kat.
Yeah, so I'm marrying a millionaire, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So you feeling better?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to check this. This is from last show. Does Kat's health issues possess a density? Yes. Okay. What is the density of Kat's health issues? Is it high? Yes, is it medium? No. Is it low? No. Okay, it's high. Okay, can we correct the density of Kat's health issue? Yes, okay. Can I ask Archangel Raphael to step in? Yes, Archangel Jeremiah, no. Okay, Archangel Raphael, can you correct the density of Kat's health issue? Yes. Distant. Hateful. Insecure. Hateful, frustrated, aggressive, fulfilled, inquisitive, perplexed, shocked, overwhelmed, inferior, alienated, jealous, hostile, open, loving, respected, amused, energetic, perplexed, shocked, overwhelmed, inferior, alienated, jealous, enraged, provoked or irritated, inferior, isolated, indifference, sensitive, courageous, confident, liberated, astonished, dismayed, overwhelmed, worthless, ridiculed, resentful, provoked, sarcastic, inferior, empty, abandoned, apathetic, opened, loving, fulfilled, amused, awe, terrified, inferior, ridiculed, resentful, irritated, ashamed, victimized, inferior, isolated, opened, loving, respected, amused, awe, dismayed, overwhelmed, inferior, alienated, devastated, violated, hostile, powerless, vulnerable, abandoned, indifferent, loving, confident, liberated, disillusioned, overwhelmed, worried, overwhelmed, inferior, alienated, jealous, suspicious, loving, important, eager, perplexed, confident, loving. Okay, I have to cut it off for now, Kat.
Okay.
Okay, be in touch with me later and we'll finish this.
All right, thank you so much.
Contact me later on. Give me a couple hours or whatever, and then contact me and we'll finish this. Okay, is my name
Kat?
Right, yeah, is my name Kat? No, is my, yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Am I Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. All righty. Okay, Barbara.
Okay. You're going to the caller from area code 307. Hi, are you there? Area code 307. Okay. Well, I guess you can finish working on Kat then.
Is she still there?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
good.
Go back to her.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Kat, you there?
Hi.
Okay.
All right, can I tap back into Kat? Yes, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Kat? No, is my name Kat? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Kat to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, can we finish off the healing that was taking place? Yes, okay. Archangel Raphael, can you step in again, please? Yes. Distant. Confident. Energetic. Disillusioned. Worried. Alienated. Devastated, violated, hostile, suspicious, victimized, vulnerable, empty, apathetic, hopeless, or hopeful, confident, liberated. Okay, is the density in Kat's health issues high? No. Is it medium? No. Is it low? Yes. How do you feel, Kat?
Yeah, much better, about usual. Much better than before.
That's good. Well, that was an awful lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. So now you can sleep on it tonight or whatever, and...
Okay.
Tomorrow you should have a better day.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe some work will come along for you.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Well, your card says that good things are going to happen, right?
Yes, I have to believe it, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So like I told the girl before you, imagine that balloon over your head, over your crown chakra, and every time you have a negative feeling or a negative emotion about something, up and off you go, right? Do not put it in your body. Do not trap it, right?
Okay, because I keep getting that part.
God, please take my world, right?
I've been saying that, but I've been thinking about the balloon thing sometimes. So, yes. Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I live by it, and I don't carry things the way I used to. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I used to trap everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If something came along, energy came towards me or whatever, I'd just shove it in. Right?
Yeah. I've been wondering,
deal with
my,
it.
I feel so much because my dad is having things with his legs and I don't know what else. And I've had my own leg stuff, like vein stuff, but I didn't know if it, part of it was like his thing that I'm feeling, or was it, or something else, but
yeah.
was wondering about that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, anyhow, I know it's hard, you know, and
yeah.
That's how I'm dealing with our issues here right now, because my husband is dying of heart disease, right?
Yeah.
And,
I wish I could go. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's how I'm getting through with, by doing this work on myself and him.
Yeah.
Right? So the stress, you know.
If I had the money, I would be driving up to see my dad in Seattle at the hospital. But I'm supposed to go to an appointment at a cancer center in Eugene that a doctor sending me for a consultation. It's 3 hours away, but my dad's going to be in Seattle, but that's 6 more hours, and I don't have the extra money to drive up there. So I want to. But
yeah.
I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I don't think he's telling me everything because he doesn't want to worry me. He's that type. He's that type that shoves everything in and won't tell anybody and doesn't want anybody to worry about what's going on. So.
Yeah. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, my dear.
And
I'm sorry I didn't get back to you sooner or whatever.
Oh, it's okay. I know you're dealing with so much too. So you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The help.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate you calling into the show. Because you're supporting the show, and that's the important thing, is that the show has callers on it. So, yeah, I can always count on you to call in.
Me, I do. Yeah, I'm definitely a loyal person. That's for sure.
Well, that's good because I need more of those. So, anyhow, I appreciate the effort that you put into it. So,
yes.
Anyhow,
so the pendulum is.
The pendulum is clear now.
Oh, good.
It's just spinning round and round. It's not hitting on anything.
Wow.
So,
okay,
is there anything else that I can release from Kat? Okay, yes. Says money. More money.
Yeah.
You need more money.
Yes, I do. Lots more. Truckload full.
You will get a windfall.
Oh. I just bought a lotto ticket.
Money's coming.
Ooh.
Buy a lottery ticket.
Wow.
Money.
Mm.
More money than you know what to do with. So buy a lottery ticket, Kat.
I did earlier. I wonder if I should go buy another one.
Yeah, I keep buying them.
Okay, that's amazing. I have been wishing for that because I know a lot of people wish for that, but really I'm like, how can I get out of all this?
Buy a lottery ticket.
I will, and if I win, I'll be investing in your company as well.
There you go.
Own a company. Yes.
Yeah.
I will.
There you go.
Just showing it ink. Angel's ink.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other messages for Kat? Yes. One more. I will be with you always.
Aww.
Who is this? Your grandmother.
Aww. That's so sweet.
She said, I will be with you always.
That's my dad's mother.
No, your mom's mom. Your mom's mom.
My mom's mom's alive. But her grandma is dead. or my dad's mom. My mom's grandma is not alive, but her mom's still alive. But my dad's mom is not
alive.
Okay,
is it the mom's mom or is it the dad's mom? Dad's mom. Yes,
okay.
Dad's mom. Yeah.
Yeah, Bernice. Bernice, okay.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, because at first it said mom's mom. Is there a message for mom's mom? No.
Because she's 95. She's not doing so
well.
Well,
maybe she's on her way. Maybe she's on her way out. And they just validated that or whatever by saying her that they're waiting for her, right?
Wow, yeah.
If she's 95, chances are she's not going to live too much longer. So
no,
unless she's centurion.
She smoked half her life, and she doesn't eat a thing. She's like, she eats a couple bites of food for the past 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. She's a Scorpio. Strong Scorpio.
Maybe they just validated her.
Wow, okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hmm. I should go see her soon.
You should, yeah. Because
she lives like 20 miles from me or so.
Well, yeah, I would go spend some time with her.
She was my aunt. I just don't get along with my aunt, but I would go see her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Says mad. Is she mad?
Mad. Oh, probably. She has to live with my aunt.
I
don't
stuck
know.
Stuck on mad.
Oh, wow.
Hateful.
Yeah. Wow.
Hurt. Mad. Mm. Hateful. Distant. Anxious. Mm. Liberated.
Hmm. Yeah, she always lived by herself.
I would go see her.
Okay. Yeah, until recent years, she lived by herself, and she had to move in with my aunt and her husband. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You should. You thought it was just Mother's Day. Yeah.
Yeah. So, is there any other messages for Kat? No. No. So there you go. Let me tap out of you here. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Okay. Kat.
Aw, thank you so much. I'll keep you posted.
Let me know how you're feeling.
Yeah. So appreciate you, and I hope you're hanging in there too.
Yeah, it's a tough time right now, actually.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. But, yeah. So. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk
I'm
to
gonna
you.
Go back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut Kat off.
Okay. Is that other caller still there, Barbara?
That caller left, so I don't know if they were listening to the recording, which means there was a delay, and by the time they heard us say the number, they didn't have time to get back to us, although I was trying to leave enough time. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are there any messages for me?
Sure, just let me check in to you. My name Barbara Grace Reynolds. No, it's my name Shoshona. Yes, it's my name Barbara Grace Reynolds. Yes, it's my name Shoshona. No, am I connected to Barbara Grace Reynolds to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay. Is there any messages for Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Says many.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. It says, "You are my muse. Who are you?" It's an angel.
Oh, okay.
It says, "I will not say." And it's showing me angel wings. So, whoever it is, it says, "You are my muse." Okay, is there any other messages for Barbara Grace Reynolds? Giving me gobbledygook. Gobbledygook. Okay. Is there any messages for Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. No, none. Whoever it was, step back. Okay. Is it Melvin? Your brother?
Yeah, that's his name.
What's his name, Melvin?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any messages for Barbara from Melvin? Yes. Okay, Melvin is present. He says he misses you. Now and forever.
Yeah, I miss him too.
There you go. Now, know this. I loved your motivational skills. I will not roam the earth as I would have, because Shoshona released me. Now I am pure. There you go. So he's in the light.
Wonderful.
Here, let me read a, see, just pull a card for you, Barbara, and see what it has to say.
Okay.
Think of something that you would like to know about. Is pulling two. Positive recognition and the three of thought. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. People will see you for the wonderful person you are. Public recognition is very likely, including awards, promotions, scholarships, and public appearances. Success is all but assured. Don't be shy. This is your time to shine in the spotlight. Brilliant new ideas and astonishing epiphanies are possible now. Be open to opportunities that may never have occurred to you before. Just because an idea is new doesn't mean that it isn't the perfect next step for you to take. Express yourself openly, honestly, and with complete confidence. Additional meanings for this card are enlightenment, excellent health, blessings, a successful completion of a project, or people you can trust, and the Three of Thought. Loving angels surround you now. Heaven offers healing to all who request it. The sadness you feel will fade away with time, and all that will remain is stronger, more spiritually evolved you. There's no need to be alone. Seek out loved ones to spend time with. Ask your angels to help you find groups or organizations full of compassionate people who will embrace you with open arms. Give yourself time to heal while also reaching out for the joys of life. Always look for the positive in a challenge. Ask heaven to help you see the good that came from adversity. You're an amazing person, created by diverse experiences ranging from joy to sadness. The blending of these chapters in your life makes you one of God's beautiful and powerful children. Additional meanings are giving comfort to a friend in need, experiencing a loss, forgiving yourself and others, letting go of the past in order to embrace the future, and heart ailments. So take it from somebody that knows. Get your heart tested. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Heart disease is a silent killer. Do you have high blood pressure, Barbara?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Well, Bill never had high blood pressure either, and he's got heart disease. So, you know, it's a thought. I actually have a requisition in my purse to go this week to get my test done on my heart to make sure that everything's okay. So
okay.
Anyhow, but so that's those two. Did you find that applies to you?
Yes, I found that in general, yeah, they both did.
Perfect. So let me see if there's any other messages. It says no. No other messages. Okay, can I disconnect from Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, am I connected to myself, Shoshona, to infinity and beyond? Yes, am I connected to Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Okay, we're disconnected now. So if anybody wants to reach me... If anybody wants to reach me, they can reach me at my Facebook page at Healing Hands by Shoshona. They can IM me at Shoshona Pelletier, and that's Pelletier. Or they can call me at 780-707-1657.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for another wonderful show, Shoshona.
Thank you for being with me, Barbara.
My pleasure.
I appreciate
you. And we will be
back
next week.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
Alrighty.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great week.
Okay, you have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.